If scores hold the way they are right now, the Raptors would take on the Washington Wizards in the first round of the NBA playoffs. We'll see how things play out in the second half in Miami, and of course the second half in Orlando, where the Magic lead the Wiz by 10. Wheeler and Lundberg with you. This is BMO Raptors Basketball. Raptors lead the Heat by 6. Let's go back down to Miami to American Airlines Arena. Here is Paul Jones and Sherman Hamilton.
All right, Gareth. Miami will have the ball. And they will start the half trailing 53-47, biggest lead of the half for the Raptors, the game for that matter, and see if Toronto can hold serve. Dwayne Casey not changing a thing. Starters on the floor to start the second half. Meanwhile, I don't know who's playing for Milwaukee and Philadelphia, but they're down 70-46. And the Sixers scored 46 points in the first quarter. So there might be some manipulation going on, as Washington is also losing to Orlando.
You think?
Shenanigans, Sherm. Shenanigans. Valanciunas near block, left side. Pushed by Whiteside. The fall away, no good. Rebound. Here comes James Johnson. JV comes back, holding his arm, squeezing his fist. I'm hoping that's the old ulnar nerve that they call the funny bone, but man, there ain't nothing funny about it when it gets hit. Down low, Whiteside, far block, left side, jump hook in the lane, Ibaka swats it out. Back comes DeRozan, into the lane, puts it up, blocked by Tyler Johnson, goes off James Johnson, out of bounds, it'll be Toronto ball.
DeMar had an opportunity to give that ball up ahead to OG Anunoby and decided to keep it and got the shot blocked. But what defense by Serge Ibaka, one-on-one, catching that jump hook from Hassan Whiteside.
DeRozan, far side, right wing, Raptors in the black uniforms coming right to left. Turnaround jumper on Magruder, no good, rebound Anunoby. 10:39, third quarter just underway, Raptors by 4. Valanciunas to Lowry, ducks behind the screen, fires a 3 and knocks it in the bottom of the well. Oh, Kyle playing cat and mouse, like dancing around the pole and losing Tyler Johnson to make it 56-49, biggest lead of the game for the Raptors. Magruder in the lane to James Johnson, curls it around Valanciunas, no good. And JV reaches back over his head to try to get the ball and tips it up and in his own bucket.
Easiest 2 points James Johnson will ever score.
Ibaka. Catch and shoot, jumper, rattles, doesn't go. Rebound. Here comes Josh Richardson on Lowry. Now works near side, right wing. Kicks it to Johnson, now to James Johnson. Corner three, no good, long rebound, Anunoby. Gives it to Lowry, who grabbed the ball to bring it front court like it was a one-point game and his life depended on it. Lowry to Valanciunas. Tees up a 3. JV, no good. Rebound, James Johnson.
Good look for Jonas Valanciunas there. Just a little bit flat on the release.
Tyler Johnson down the baseline. Reverse layup, up and in.
Tyler Johnson's been very good in this game, attacking, whether it be in the middle with that floater. That time on the baseline, challenging Serge Ibaka. The young man, as you said, has some bounce, but he's also got some skill.
Yeah. Foul underneath, and it goes against Rodney Magruder, trying to stick DeMar DeRozan. So that'll give the ball to Toronto. Near side, left wing, Lowry will inbound right in front of Eric Spoelstra. Lowry gets it to DeRozan. On the bounce, near side, weaves back to the far side, bounces off Whiteside, who swallows it up. On the run comes Richardson. Free throw line, short, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound. Richardson out-duels Ibaka, and Serge caught for the reach-in foul.
Well, DeMar DeRozan on that drive made contact, but then Hassan Whiteside created the separation he needed to block the shot at its apex. And then the other way down, Richardson misses the floater, but the rebound comes over the top of Serge trying to box out down low. Richardson able to collect that and get fouled.
Tyler Johnson in the lane to Whiteside. In there a long time. The jump hook short. so short that Valanciunas couldn't get his hands up in time to rebound it. Tyler Johnson misses the three, and then Whiteside sticks the rebound back up and in. 56-55, Toronto by one. Lowry drives baseline, floats it up and in near side. Tough move by Kyle. Raptors go up 58-55.
Good attack by Kyle on Johnson as Johnson just kind of got caught flat-footed. And Kyle finished through the resistance.
On the bounce, Richardson near side. Right wing, left hand to the middle. Into the lane to James Johnson. Stripped by DeRozan from behind or else it would have been a dunk. And now Poeltl will check in, replacing Valanciunas. We'll tell you to listen to Overdrive with Hayes Noodles and the O-Dog. Monday to Friday, 4 to 7 on TSN 1050. Every day at 5 p.m., TSN hockey analyst Ray Ferraro checks in with the boys. Overdrive, your drive home just got a lot better. Long outlet on the inbound to Whiteside. Gets it to Richardson. Shot clock at 3. Whiteside in the lane. Runs into resistance from Ibaka. Doesn't like it. Slaps the floor. Looking at Trey Maddox. No foul called. Ananobi back the other end. Lays it in right side. Far wing. And now
Eric Spoelstra
getting teed up. Demonstrative. And gesticulations with that index finger waving it at every official on the floor. Raptors now up 60-55. DeRozan makes the free throw. 6-point Toronto lead at 61-55.
I was surprised Hassan Whiteside never got called for a technical foul for slapping the floor in front of the official. But Eric Spoelstra, he wanted to make sure that he took that technical foul so he could tell Hassan, look, I did what you wanted to have done. You keep your head in the game and focus on playing basketball.
Well, I used to say it all the time, Sherm, as a coach, all I can do is stand back here and support you. You got to do the stuff on the floor.
Yep.
Richardson jumper, no good. Long rebound, DeRozan, far side, right wing. 7:35 to go in the half, in the third quarter. Second half underway. The Raptors miss the jumper, but Poeltl runs down the loose ball, and they're going to call a loose ball foul on Ibaka.
That was late.
Get your Mary Kay out, because that to me looks like a makeup call.
Very, very late whistle on that play as Serge gets called for the loose ball foul. It's always one of those things where when it's a 50-50 ball and there's some contact, to me that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, big men fight for the ball. Jumper far side for three, no good from Richardson. Back comes Toronto. Lowry on the run between the rings. Stutter dribble now backs out. Works left, near side, finds Ibaka. Free throw line, jumper straight away, clean. I mean, nothing but net for Ibaka. Raptors up 8, biggest lead of the game, 63-55. And Eric Spoelstra wants to talk, and he's still giving Trey Maddox an earful.
The first 2 points of the game for Serge Ibaka. He's had some looks, but he's going to need to get back to that offensive flow we saw him have prior to the last game, because Serge is going to be a vital part of their success in the playoffs.
7:09, third quarter, Raptors leading 63-55. This is Raptors basketball from sunny Miami on TSN 1050 Toronto. Third quarter, 63-55, 7:09 to go. Raptors leading the Heat by 8. It's the biggest lead of the game. This game has been neck and neck with turnovers, tie scores. The game has been tied 16 times. Sorry, the lead has changed hands 16 times. The game has been tied 6 times. We just go back and forth. This 8-point edge for the Raptors is their biggest lead of the ball game. Front court, here comes Miami left to right in the white uniforms. James Johnson floats it up to Whiteside, puts it up no good, but he's fouled on the push. And Kyle Lowry saying loose ball foul, and it is, because the ball was floated up, and it will be Miami ball, sideline right, near wing as they move left to right, inbounding in front of the Raptor bench.
That's a tough call. I mean, what else is Hassan Whiteside going to do when the ball's lobbed up? It's a designed play for an alley-oop pass, and the officials don't think that he was shooting it. Well, Miami, fortunate for the Raptors, though.
Yeah, Miami turns it over. That's fortunate for the Raptors, too. And back comes Toronto with the 8-point lead. Lowry on the dribble to DeRozan, near side, left wing. Backs in on Magruder, into the lane. DeRozan up fake, tries to pass it to Valanciunas as Whiteside came over. And it was deflected out of bounds, so it'll stay with Toronto. Inbounding near side, left wing, near baseline, DeRozan to Ibaka. The shot blocked by James Johnson. 8/10 of a second to go. It doesn't matter. It's going to be Miami basketball.
What a great defensive play by James Johnson. Kyle Lowry actually set a little pin screen for Serge Ibaka on James Johnson. Johnson fights through it and still able to get out there and block that shot of Ibaka.
Richardson up top. James Johnson drives in the lane, jams it down. Now we've seen James go strong before. He knocked that one down. 63-57, Miami trailing by six. Lowry back, says, you take two, I'll take three, in the bottom of the well. Raptors up by nine, 66-57.
Big bucket by Kyle Lowry, just kind of slowing the momentum. James Johnson with a block and a big dunk. You need something to calm the crowd down. Kyle knocks down a three.
Well, this game, a relentless, inexorable, grinding affair, as it always is when the opponent is the Miami Heat. Miami has its issues scoring. They're 25th in the league at only 103 points per game, but they are fourth in holding opponents to 102.9. They're top five in opponents' field goal percentage. So you're going to get some stuff, but you're going to work for it.
You're going to pay the price.
Tyler Johnson in the lane. Blocked from behind by C.J. Miles. 3-on-2 Raptors. Now Lowry pulls it out. Gets it to DeRozan. Far side on Ellington. Up fake. Gets him in the air. Man, that's classic. DeRozan dribble on the baseline. Spin to the middle. Show the ball. Get it above his shoulders. And everybody thinks they're going to block that thing and jump.
Yeah, and DeMar has just baited people into those fouls his whole career. And you think about the Raptors in terms of their ability to score against Miami. It's been early in the shot clock in transition where they're getting a quick look, or they've had to really grind it against this defense. And the difficulty with Hassan Whiteside in the paint is that when you get in there, you start to look for him. You start to try and find where he is, as we saw DeMar got into that lane and tried to get the ball to Jonas because he knew he couldn't get it over Hassan Whiteside. You've got to play at a pace with the Miami Heat so that they don't settle in defensively, because when they do, they're a very, very difficult team to beat in the half court.
C.J. Miles takes the foul near side right wing. The free throws were good at the other end by DeRozan, so the Raptors increased the lead to 11. And right now, Sherm, if the scores hold, Miami would be the 6th seed, Milwaukee the 7th seed, and Washington the 8th seed. Milwaukee trying to get, I think, the broken down, offensively challenged Celtics, who are very young. Give Philadelphia to Miami. Nobody wants to touch them right now, although they too are hot, but they're young and inexperienced when it comes to the playoffs. And then Raptors will get Washington. I'm not so sure that anybody's really happy with their dance partner, but hey, the music's going to start on Saturday one way or the other.
That's what it's about.
Front court, Raptors up 68-59. DeRozan into the lane. Kicks to Ananobi. Now to Lowry. To Valanciunas, top of the lane. Great pass to Lowry on the back door. The shot no good. And the rebound comes off Toronto. It'll be Miami ball. Man, the Raptors did not like the way those turn of events came about.
Well, a little give and go for Jonas and Kyle. And Kyle knew that Hassan Whiteside was chasing him, and he just put it up there on the glass, hoping that Jonas could clean it up.
Winslow near side to Whiteside. Near block, right wing. Now dribbles it out to the top, finds Winslow. Drives into the lane, runs over Lowry. The shot challenged by Ananobi from behind. Bad miss. Here comes Toronto. Lowry Tries to get it to a trailing Valanciunas instead. DeRozan picks it up, bottom of the center circle, front court, working right to left. DeRozan down the side of the lane, near side, left wing. Shot clock at 8, Lowry between the circles. Works left to Valanciunas in the lane. Puts his shoulder into Whiteside and lays it up and in. And JV running back said, hey man, you did the same thing in the first half, so you got to take some back.
Well, at least the officials were consistent there. Jonas did put the shoulder into Hassan Whiteside and knocked him back significantly, but the officials did not use their whistle and kept the game balanced from that perspective.
James Johnson in the lane, short, jumper good. 70-61 Toronto. We tick towards 4 minutes, third quarter. Raptors by 9. DeRozan to Valanciunas on the bounce between the circles. Works over to the left side near wing. His backdoor pass for DeRozan deflected out of bounds by Whiteside. And Whiteside will sit down as Olynyk checks in. Wade will check in for Josh Richardson.
And I just have to say, I'm very happy for former Raptor James Johnson.
Yes.
We always knew he had the skill set. He had the talent. He had all of those things. And for whatever reason, it's working out in Miami, and he's a vital part of their success. I couldn't be happier for the young man.
Time and a place. And now Anunoby can't get the ball in, and Kyle Lowry, standing right beside referee Petritis, says, we want a timeout. It's the heads-up play. As long as you've got possession, anybody can call a timeout. Everybody waits for the ball handler to do it.
Good job. Good recognition by Kyle. And Dwayne Casey probably not happy that they couldn't inbound the ball and had to burn a timeout, but it's better than a turnover for the Raptors.
70-61 Toronto, 3:53 third quarter. You're listening to Raptors basketball from American Airlines Arena in Miami on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in Miami, 70-61 Toronto by 9. Paul Jones, Sherman Hamilton, Oscar Gonzalez back at Raptors Central. Gareth Wheeler, Josh Lewenberg with Keith Bauer and Natasha Shivraj as the Raptors lead it by 9 and will inbound in the deep corner in front of the Heat bench. Lowry having a laugh with some of the players on the Heat bench. He'll inbound the ball, gets it to C.J. Miles for the dunk. Well, you call a timeout, at least you get a chance, Sherm, to run something, and the Raptors get it to pay off, leading 72-61.
Eric Spoelstra goes from being a very happy coach, his team got a defensive stop, forced a timeout, to being a very upset coach that they scored off of the inbound.
James Johnson misses the layup underneath, but Ellington picks up the loose ball and floats it up and in the lane. 72-63, Raptors by 9. DeRozan to Valanciunas, up fake on Olynyk, jabs. Now gives it to Lowry, left side near wing to Valanciunas. The short floater got it about 12 feet just inside the far elbow right side. Nice job by Valanciunas. On the dribble. Winslow near side to Dwayne Wade. Reverse layup, no good. Man, Wade missed an easy one. Back comes Lowry on the lob to Siakam running the floor. Couldn't get it down as he did a terrific job hustling up the floor. Ellington three, no good. Rebound Valanciunas. Lowry wanted the foul to stop the play, didn't get it, but comes out even better with the rebound. Miles near side, left wing, three ball, no good. Rebound Ellington.
C.J. Miles with another good look from the three-point line. Only one of five from distance. Has to continue to take them, but he needs to start to make more shots.
Olynyk. Underneath, they find a cutting James Johnson. And he's fouled by Pascal Siakam.
Again, some action at the free throw line. Some screens in terms of guard setting screens with guards, and you got to communicate so well, understand who's switching, and if you're switching, you got to get under guys and make sure they can't cut to the basket like James Johnson did right there.
James Johnson on the line makes the first free throw. So the Raptors lead it 74-64. They led by 6.5, and they're incrementally trying to pull away from Miami. Had a double-figure lead of 11, but right now it sits at 9. 2:12 to go. Third quarter, Van Vliet in there with Siakam, DeRozan, Valanciunas, and Miles. DeRozan, far side, right wing, comes out the near side, left wing, has the ball knocked off his leg, out of bounds. It'll be Miami basketball.
You just saw the strength and the speed of James Johnson. Didn't allow DeMar to get completely by him, just kind of kept his big body on him and forced DeMar DeRozan to have to clear from under the basket from the far side all the way to the near side, and just physicality forced that ball to go off of DeMar's leg.
In the lane, Wade lays it up and in. Oh, the left Dwayne Wade, wide open. He went down the lane and laid it in. 74-67. Miles, far side, up fake. The jumper in and out, rebound Poeltl. Kick out to Van Vliet, three ball, back rim, no good. Siakam keeps it alive. Poeltl to Van Vliet, another three. This one no good, but he's fouled by Olynyk. And Fred will get three free throws.
That's some good work on the glass by Jakob Poeltl and Pascal Siakam, creating second chance opportunities. And again, once you get an offensive rebound, the defense is trying to scramble to match up, and it creates great offensive rebounding situations, and the Raptors took advantage of that. Surprised to see Fred VanVleet miss two good looks from the three-point line. But I guess after missing a game, he's trying to get his rhythm back. But there's no question that he's another guy coming off the bench that has to be a vital part, an integral part of what the Raptors do in the playoffs. And I know it might be a lot to ask of a second-year player, but the job he's done all season long has been
keep it
so
up.
Impressive.
Yeah, and you got to keep it up, Sherm,
you
because
do.
this is when you really start dancing.
And for a guy like Fred, undrafted, a guy who's earned himself and made this team, I'll tell you what, his payday is coming. But he can increase his payday if he goes out in the playoffs and he plays very good basketball.
Up top, Wade on the dribble. Into the lane against Van Vliet. Wow. Shoulder shake. Misses the layup, though. Back comes Toronto. Miles to Van Vliet. 1 minute to go. Third quarter, Toronto by 9. 76-67. Van Vliet near side on Bam Adebayo. Adebayo up in Fred's kitchen and knocks it out of bounds into the Miami bench.
Bam's another young player who's very physical, strong, athletic. He had an impressive game in Toronto.
Yeah. DeRozan up top. Wade goes for the steal. Gambling misses, but Olynyk strips DeRozan. And the Raptors almost get the ball away from Olynyk, but the foul is going to be called on C.J. Miles. 47.6 seconds to go. Raptors up 76-67. Dwayne Casey not backing off, playing his starters big minutes.
Got to keep him sharp. Got to keep him ready. I think something the NBA has to look at is the intentional foul to stop transition.
Yeah.
It's intentional. There should be more of a penalty when you do that.
I like the one shot in the ball, like a clear pass.
I do. I like it as well. I just think that it's too easy for a defense to get off the hook
laziness.
By just reaching out and grabbing somebody.
Yeah, totally, Sherm. Just being lazy. I mean, you get hurt when you play lazy defense.
Yes,
so that should be the tip-off right there. 46 seconds to go. Third quarter, 76-69. Toronto, Miles into the lane, floats it up, no good again. Man, CJ having a rough night. 3 of 8, only 1 of 5 from distance. Wade, right hand into the middle, lays it up and in. Beat DeLon Wright, 76-71. Here comes the Heat, cutting the lead to 5.
DeLon Wright allowed Dwayne Wade to get to his right hand and attack to the middle of the floor from the far 45. And if you do that, you're in trouble. Dwayne Wade's too strong.
On the bounce, DeLon Wright. 15 seconds to go. Shot clock at 8. Works left. Near side. Euro stepping into the lane. Floats it up and in. Nice move. over Adebayo. 78-71 Toronto. 5 seconds, third quarter running down. Wade, pull up, elbow, jumper, rattles, doesn't go. Man, that's been his money shot in his career, and it didn't go down.
Raptors very fortunate there. Dwayne Wade from 17, 18 feet, as you said, is usually money. The escape ones, Raptors head to the fourth quarter, up seven. See if they can close this out and get to 60 wins.
So the Raptors are on the cusp. Last lap of the track. 78-71, Raptors with the lead. You're listening to Raptors Basketball from Miami, Florida on TSN 1050 Toronto.
I'm Annie Petrillo. Looking to sell your home? The government has implemented new policies that can be scary and will affect your property's value. You need to work with an agent who understands these changes, and that agent is Frank Leo. Clint and Leanne tried unsuccessfully to sell their home for 8 months with another agent. Fed up, they called Frank Leo and his team. Their property was listed at the same price, but this time it sold, and in only 3 weeks. Call the agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. Frank Leo at 416-917-5466. That's 416-917-LION.
I'm Andy McNamara with a TSN 1050 Sports Center update for Subaru. Open up the spring at your Ontario Subaru dealer with great rates from 0.5%. Subaru, confidence in motion. We'll get back to the fourth quarter of Raptors versus Miami after this update. Toronto's first round playoff opponent will be decided tonight. Here are the scenarios. Raptors play Washington if the Magic beat the Wizards or Wizards defeat Magic and the Bucks down Philly. Raps battle Miami if Washington best Orlando and Toronto beat the Heat. Raptors take on Milwaukee if the Wizards beat the Magic. Miami goes over Toronto and Sixers defeat the Bucks. Currently, Washington trails Orlando. 76ers comfortably lead Milwaukee. Blue Jays going for a sweep of the Orioles, but Baltimore is ahead 5-3 in the eighth. And in game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs, Pittsburgh destroys Philly 7-0, a hat trick by Sidney Crosby. Jets lead Minnesota 3-2 in the third. Kings versus Vegas starts at 10. Now back to Raptors and Heat on TSN 1050.
2 hours of Leafs lunch with Andy Petrillo. Every weekday from 11 to 1 on TSN 1050, the official voice of the Leafs.
Last lap of the track, 78-71. Raptors lead it by seven. As they take the floor with the bench, Van Vliet, Miles, Poeltl, Siakam, and DeLon Wright. Miami counters with Adebayo, Winslow, Olynyk, Wade, and Ellington. Toronto ball to start the quarter, moving right to left. Right. Off to Siakam. Now to Poeltl, far side above the arc on the right elbow. Into the corner, Van Vliet up to right. Shot clock at eight. Long three, DeLon in and out. Took a lap around the rim and didn't go down. Winslow, front court. Van Vliet right up in his kitchen. They get it to Wade between the rings. Works left. Far side. Now to Ellington. Three. Got it, man. Got the feet set. And CJ Miles knew it. Pounded his fist on his thigh and said, can't let that guy do that.
Well, he had to help as Bam Adebayo rolled to the basket. And that brief second that he was stuck under the paint gave that look to Ellington.
78. 74, and then back comes Siakam, floats one in, near side, in the paint, left wing from 10 feet out, 80-74 Toronto. Wade up top, on the dribble, works left, far side, Heaton to White working left to right. Wade tries to pass it around Poeltl, Jakob swallows up the loose ball, here comes Toronto. Miles, deep, three, no good, rebound Olynyk.
CJ Miles still looking to get some kind of rhythm to the three-point line that time, missing a pretty good look from a pretty far distance.
Raptors get a steal. DeLon Wright into the corner to Van Vliet. Kicks it out top to Siakam. Now DeLon Wright near side. Sets the feet and knocks a three in the bottom of the well. Toronto 83, Miami 74. Here comes Winslow, front court for the Heat. On the bounce, the Dookie wearing number 20. Works left, far side. into the lane to Adebayo, and he's fouled by Siakam. Toronto trying to get win number 60. They are exactly 10 minutes of clock time away.
And the Miami Heat are not going anywhere in terms of their energy and effort level. The Raptors are going to have to close this game out or get it to the point where Eric Spoelstra says, all right, enough. Let's focus on the next season in terms of the playoffs. But right now, the Heat are not relenting.
Miami ball, front court. Winslow into the lane. Man, Euro steps around Pirtle and lays it in.
Great move, great quickness. Just kind of froze Jakob with that Euro step.
DeLon Wright to Van Vliet on the bounce. Far side, right wing. Has Adebayo, drives him, gets into the lane. Reverse layup, no good. Fred wanted the foul, didn't get it. Here comes Miami. Tyler Johnson into the corner. Ellington drive. Kick it out top to Olynyk. Drives left side into the lane to Winslow. Fires a three, no good. Rebound knocked away. Olynyk runs it down. Ellington out of Winslow near side right wing. 9 minutes to go. Fourth quarter, 83-76 Toronto. Winslow drives into the lane, floats it up. Partially blocked by Siakam, but Adebayo is there to pick it up and lay it in the basket.
Fred VanVleet defending Winslow, and as Adebayo set that screen, it forced Fred VanVleet to switch on, and Fred unable to really present resistance to Bam Adebayo as he got that rebound.
Pirtle back the other end, a nifty pass from DeLon Wright. Near side to far side, left to right, reverse layup. Makes it 85-78 Toronto.
Such a luxury to have a big man with hands who can catch passes that might not be on target all the time.
Tyler Johnson into the lane, floats it up, no good. Adebayo, the rebound up and in, just using his size to reach up and take the ball away from DeLon Wright. Looked like the big brother holding the ball away from the little brother. He laid it in and he's got a foul shot to come.
When you get switched on to a bigger body, you've got to start to do your work early. You've got to get underneath them, get under their knees, make it difficult for them to move, because if they continue to put you as a smaller player closer to the basket, their advantage is too great at that point. And that time, DeLon Wright didn't get into Bam Adebayo, and he's able to get that rebound and get the and one.
Siakam near side, three in the air, no good. Rebound. Miami has cut the lead to four to 85-81. Winslow on the run, runs over Miles, offensive foul. Easy call, CJ not making shot sure, but he's standing in at the other end, playing the defense.
And you like to see that, CJ Miles helping out any way he can, and that time doing a great job in transition, which, by the way, is one of the hardest things to do when a guy's coming down full tilt with the ball in his hands, for you to time it right to draw that charge. CJ Miles did a great job of that.
So the Raptors lead 85-81. They come front court. On the dribble. Van Vliet. Raptors working right to left. DeLon Wright, far side, right wing, into the lane. Kicks it into the corner to Van Vliet, but it's kicked out of bounds on the way by Justice Winslow. So the Raptors will inbound baseline left near side. Dwayne Casey, true to his word, says, I don't believe in trying to mess with the basketball gods. He's playing like a regular game, trying to win this thing and get 60.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Van Vliet near side, left wing on the bounce into Pirtle. Jakob floats it up, no good. Miami buckles down and gets the shot clock violation.
That's a pretty solid defensive possession by the Miami Heat. Justice Winslow did a great job on Fred Van Vliet, not allowing him to break him down off the dribble, and that forced the back end of the shot clock to be that sixth defender on the floor for the Heat. Tough position for Jakob Pirtle. Thrown that grenade and tried to get it off, but just missed everything.
Winslow up top to Olynyk near side. Johnson near wing in front of the Raptor bench to Olynyk, posted up on right. Pirtle comes over to help, a flying switch, and Olynyk gets it up and in. Wow, he had to whirl and get it up and in around Pirtle.
Difficult bucket by the Canadian, Kelly Olynyk, Raptors almost got away with, as you called it, that flying switch. It's very rare that you don't get punished for that.
In the lane, Van Vliet, offensive foul, runs into Olynyk. As Miami grinding away, making a push, they can tie it with a two or lead with a three. It's 85-83 Toronto. 7 minutes exactly to go in the game.
And Dwayne Casey just holding off in terms of bringing his starters back into the game, allowing this group to kind of just hold the fort as long as they can.
Here comes Winslow, front court on Powell, and they've got the foul on Siakam, who is chasing Olynyk up to the top of the lane. And Pascal says, come on, I was just running him down.
Those unnecessary fouls that can cost you, but learning moments. And again, we talk about Pascal. We talked about him in the last game. Sometimes his energy can go against him.
Yes.
And his exuberance can kind of hurt the situation temporarily. And those are the things that he's going to have to continue to work on over his career.
Let's take a break. 6:52 to go. Almost the top of the stretch. Raptors 85, Miami 83. From American Airlines Arena in Miami, you listen to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. 6:52 to go, fourth quarter. Raptors trying to hang on and get win number 60 as they lead it 85-83. Miami ball front court after the charge. And let's see if the Raptor defense can hold. Adebayo, near side, right wing on the elbow. Hands it to Winslow, tries to get back to the middle with his left hand. Norm Powell says no. Olynyk drives on Ibaka. Up and under move, lay it in. Wow, pretty move by Kelly Olynyk, and we are tied at 85.
Serge Ibaka biting just ever so slightly on that shot fake as Kelly Olynyk spun to the middle. Little up and under a la Kevin McHale.
Back comes Toronto. DeLon Wright doing the job, going down the lane, far side, right wing to lay it in. 87-85, Toronto.
Tough bucket right there by DeLon Wright.
Winslow misses the running layup, and they say stay here as Ibaka was pushing on Olynyk. Kelly Olynyk very active right now, sure.
Well, he is. He's just outworking Serge Ibaka right now, and that's creating second chance opportunities. And Serge, of all people, knows down there in the paint, you got to do what you got to do to get on the glass and get those rebounds.
Toronto defending, Miami front court. Winslow on the bounce, now to Olynyk, far side, left elbow to Ellington, around the screen, three in the air, good. Man, Wayne Ellington is deadly.
Poor communication between DeLon Wright and Norm Powell. They wanted to switch, but you can't allow a guy to get a full head of steam to come off a screen if you're trying to switch. He's moving way too fast.
Miami with a one-point lead, 88-87. Lowry on the bounce, far side, spins back, top of the lane, jumper good. Kyle delivers. Toronto back in front, 89-88.
Much-needed basket right there. Again, Miami's defense forced them deep into the shot clock. Kyle got a clean look, but you don't want to play that way consistently.
Olynyk up top on the bounce. Gets it to Adebayo, now to Winslow up top. Works far side, down the left side to Adebayo, inside for the jam. 90-89, and this is a slap five. Lowry runs back the other way. Gets it to Ibaka, underneath to Poeltl, and the goaltend called on Olynyk. It's as if Kyle Lowry said, I'll teach you to slap five when you score. Get back on D or else I'm gonna hurt you.
Great job, pushed it in transition, and Kyle Lowry had a good look from the far side three-point line, did not take that three, elected to lob it into the middle to Jakob Poeltl. Good decision, good recognition, good execution.
Timeout on the floor. 4:53 to go. We're in the stretch. 91-90 Toronto. You're listening to Raptors Basketball from Miami on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in Miami. 91-90 Toronto leading the Heat with 4:53 to go. We got a horse race coming home as the Raptors are trying to win number 60. And Miami is trying to best the over-under set in Vegas at 43.5. And that might get them out of the eighth spot facing the Raptors.
It's amazing how those over and unders are so, so on point.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Crazy. Tune in Monday, April 16th for Game 3 as your Toronto Maple Leafs renew their rivalry with the Boston Bruins and Brad Marchand. Pregame at 6:30 with Jim Taddy and Greg Gilbert, followed by Puck Drop just after 7 with Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph. TSN 1050, the playoff voice of the Leafs. Winslow drives far side. Has it knocked out of bounds, so they'll inbound near side right wing as they come left to right, Miami, adjacent to the Raptor bench. Adebayo to Winslow. Drives left, down to the baseline, kicks it up top. Olynyk, catch and shoot, three, good.
Kelly Olynyk did a good job of just sliding along the three-point line, coming closer to the near side to shorten that, the distance of the pass for Justice Winslow.
4:28 to go, 93-91 Miami. Lowry, three, good, in the bottom of the well. Back at you as Toronto goes up 94-93.
Again, this is a puncher's fight right now. You hit, I hit, and see who's going to lay down by the end of the quarter.
Ellington, tough three ball, great D by Van Vliet. Here comes Lowry up the middle of the court. 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Lowry against Tyler Johnson says, get out of here, Pirtle, I'm going to work. Kyle, like a big man inside, left hand to the middle from the far block right side, and he is fouled on the jumper. Lowry with 22 points will go to the line for a couple of free throws.
Well, it's a sneaky play as Tyler Johnson started to dig in and really get his weight behind himself to make sure Kyle couldn't back him down. That's when Kyle got to the middle and elevated, and it kind of threw Tyler Johnson's timing off, and he gets the foul call.
Lowry first free throw, good.
Kyle flirting with a triple-double, 23 points right now, waiting for that second free throw. 8 assists and 9 rebounds. Interesting way to go out if you get that 60th win with a triple-double.
Make it memorable, won't it?
Absolutely.
Second free throw in the air, back rim, no good. Rebound Winslow. 95-93 Toronto, 3:51 to go in the ball game. Winslow to Olynyk. Ibaka down on the far side, three ball, Ellington, good. Serge bent over with his hand to his face. Miami with the lead, 96-95.
Serge took a shot on the far side of the lane and went down in the middle of the play, and the Raptors tried to scramble defensively to try and match up, but they left Wayne Ellington open, and Ellington makes them pay.
3:28 to go. Let's keep it here, Sherm, as the Raptors were in control by 11, but it's never easy with Miami. Serge reaching into his bottom lip and checking his bottom teeth. One of the few that doesn't wear a mouthpiece.
Yeah, Serge definitely took a shot there. When you're checking your teeth to see how stable they are, that's got to be a tough one to take. But right now the Raptors in a one-point game, down one, and you think about the missed free throw by Kyle Lowry, would have been a tied game right now. But executing under the crunch, making sure that you do the right things on both sides of the basketball, to me, it's better than any practice.
Yeah.
Because you have everything that you're going to need when the playoffs roll around. The intensity of this, the possession-by-possession play, things of that nature.
3:28 to go, and down the stretch we come. Miami 96, Raptors 95. Lowry, Van Vliet, Poeltl, Siakam, and DeRozan. Three of the bench mob and a couple of all-stars defended by Winslow, Ellington, Olynyk Adebayo, and Josh Richardson.
We got a chance to see how Serge got hit on the monitors here, and he caught a left elbow from Kelly Olynyk.
DeRozan drives, floats it up, no good. Rebound, Winslow. On the run, Winslow, front court to Ellington, catch and shoot, three, good. Wayne Ellington gives Miami a 99-95 lead. 3 minutes to go, Toronto bringing in front court, right to left. Siakam, out top, they deny him. Get it to DeRozan, far side on Winslow. DeMar, pull up, jumper in the air, good. Clean for DeRozan, 99-97. Toronto down two. They need a stop.
Much needed bucket there by DeMar DeRozan. This crowd definitely getting into it after that Ellington three.
Olynyk in the lane, loses the ball. Siakam on the floor for it, gets it to Poeltl. Off now to DeRozan up the right side, far wing. 2.5 to go. Lowry drives. Pull up, jumper, good. Kyle is on fire here in Miami. Man, that flaming logo of a basketball might as well be Kyle right now. 25 points, 99 apiece, 2:13 to go.
In your biggest moments, you need your best players to show up. Possession before, DeMar DeRozan makes a big bucket. That time it's Kyle Lowry's turn.
Ellington three in the air, good. Man, Wayne Ellington is on fire. They're gonna review it. Fred VanVleet was right up on him, and Wayne Ellington rose up and just knocked it down.
Well, he knows he has a size advantage, and once he elevates, he knows that Fred can't get to that shot. But Wayne Ellington, as you said, on fire. If that stays as a three, that's 7 for 11 from the three-point line for 27 points. He's definitely hunting his shot, but he's also making his shot. Yeah. And when a guy's playing with that kind of pace, looking for a shot, he becomes very difficult. And once they start to go in, you could be draped all over him. On this level, when they shoot that well, there's not much you can do when guys get into a rhythm.
The NBA is a league where guys make contested shots, and Wayne Ellington proving that right now. So it's reviewed. It is a three. And with exactly 2 minutes to go, they can do that inside of 2 minutes. Review to make sure it is a three. .102-99. Raptors down three, coming front court. DeRozan up top, gets it to Lowry. Against Richardson, works left with a screen from Poeltl. Three in the air from Lowry, good. Back at you in the bottom of the well from Kyle Lowry. 102 apiece. Lowry's got 28.
How big have DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry been to finish off this fourth quarter?
Adebayo in the lane. Kicks it to Winslow. Floats it up. No good. Rebound knocked away. DeRozan has it. No. Siakam grabs it.
Great contest by Jakob Poeltl on that Winslow floater. And then you just saw the Raptors collectively, everybody in there scrambling for that ball.
Van Vliet wiped out on the, what Dwayne Casey calls, illegal screen. Looking at Ed Malloy. And Fred is woozy.
Wow.
Like,
he's a bit shaken up.
He is. He looks a little bit wobbly on his feet. And he's trying to shake off Scott McCullough, saying, I'm okay. But Scott McCullough is a veteran trainer that's been around since the days of the Vancouver Grizzlies. He is not letting his man go. Adebayo caught Van Vliet with a screen, the shoulder.
And a moving screen at that.
Yeah, and Fred's head went back, and he reached for his right shoulder. And they're going to take him back and look at him. Alex McKechnie and Scott McCullough. Man.
Tough week for Fred, huh?
Yeah, it has been.
Healthy all season long, and for the most part, as much as you can ask. In the last week, it's been difficult. And I talked about this earlier in the broadcast. Fred VanVleet is vitally important to the Raptors as they march towards the playoff.
Well, Toronto ball, front court. Poeltl on the bounce. Game tied at 102. DeRozan into the lane. Fouled by Winslow. Got him on his left hip. Extended the right arm. Winslow had to reach across. Fouled him with 126. DeRozan will go to the line for two.
DeMar did a good job of just kind of slow riding him to the basket. And he knew, Winslow knew that DeMar DeRozan had the ability to float it up as he misses the first free throw. DeMar just timed it well and was able to get the contact and get to the free throw line.
102 apiece, 126 to go in the ball game. DeRozan, free throw, second one, good. 103-102. Raptors leading by one. Winslow, front court, drives left side. The runner over Poeltl, no good. And Poeltl up high for the rebound.
Good job on the contest by Poeltl again, making sure he gets big as he jumps straight up in the air and forces Winslow to miss.
DeRozan jumper, no good. Here comes Winslow. Under a minute to go, 103-102 Toronto. Olynyk into the lane, runs into Poeltl, no call. Raptors wanted the offensive foul, but it goes off Olynyk on the rebound.
Wow.
Out of bounds to Toronto.
Interesting no call there. Looked like Jakob Poeltl got good positioning there. Maybe sliding a bit, but the officials electing to not blow the whistle. Fortunately, it works out in the Raptors' favor as they're going to review the out-of-bounds call. But
I think it was pretty clear-cut that it went off Olynyk.
You're the Raptors, you definitely hope so. But there's been a few bang-bang plays in the paint that the officials have kind of... I like the fact that they've been consistent. They haven't blown the whistle on both sides of the basketball. So for the game, the bigs know that on the interior, they could play a certain way.
103-102. They're reviewing whose ball it is after Kelly Olynyk missed the floater and couldn't squeeze the rebound. 51.8 seconds to go. Let's see what the Raptors have, because I think it's going to be their basketball.
51.8 seconds, potentially, for a 60-win season for the Raptors. It looks like it's Kelly, off of Kelly Olynyk of the Miami Heat, as we see the replay on the Jumbotron here in the arena. And official Ed Malloy confirms it, that it will be Raptor basketball.
So it'll be Raptor ball. Toronto hanging on, clinging right now to a one-point lead, 103-102. Miles, Lowry, and Wright out there with DeRozan and Poeltl. James Johnson in for Miami with Richardson, Adebayo, Winslow, and Ellington. Here comes Lowry, front court. Just over the midcourt line, leans over on the bounce, bottom of the center circle on that flaming basketball Heat logo. Works right, far side. Gets to the elbow, into the lane. A hook shot, no, rebound taken down, Adebayo. 28 seconds to go in the ball game. Miami looking for the lead. Johnson. Drives far side to Ellington, three in the air, good! Wayne Ellington gives Miami a two-point lead at 105-103.
Interesting that CJ Miles had the task of defending Wayne Ellington, and Wayne did a good job of cutting down the lane and curling towards a dribble handoff, and James Johnson did a very good job of, after the handoff, just kind of wiping out both Jakob Poeltl and C.J. Miles so that they couldn't get out to contest that three. It ended up being a practice three-point shot in terms of no defense, but Wayne Ellington rejects a screen, comes back off of the James Johnson dribble handoff, is able to knock it down, and as we talked about earlier, once the floodgates are open in this league for a shooter, that rim becomes that much bigger.
Wayne Ellington has a career-high 30, and the Heat lead it 105-103.
And he's done it on only 15 shots. But again, a possession like that, maybe you want a defender in there who can kind of lock and trail, as they call it on this level, and make sure that a shooter like Ellington at least feels some duress. That time, Ellington pretty wide open on the three-point line. Tough one to see for Dwayne Casey.
Well, 105-103 is the Miami lead. 18.8 seconds to go. Raptors have the ball. They will inbound in the front court, far side, right wing. DeRozan stands in the back court at the top of the arc of the three-point line. Now Lowry will inbound. Miles on one elbow, right on the near elbow. They're changing the formation. Lowry says to CJ, I want you at the nail. They get it back court. DeRozan on the drive, into the lane, into the corner. DeLon Wright for three, no good. Tipped up and in by Jakob Poeltl. Game tied at 105. The Raptors got a great look. Wright couldn't get it down, but Jakob Poeltl there to tip the loose change back in the machine. And out comes a tie score at 105.
Well, the Raptors deliberately start DeMar DeRozan in the backcourt. And on the inbounds, he starts to get a full head of steam. And CJ Miles comes up to set a screen just beyond center in the front court to rub Richardson off. And here comes DeMar downhill into the paint. And he knew the Heat were going to collapse. And the Heat knew who they wanted to leave open. And they left DeLon Wright open, and DeLon gets a wide open three-point shot, and he misses it. But who's there? Mr. Ever-Ready, Jakob Poeltl with the tip-in.
Miami's had 37 games where it's been within 3 points and a minute to go. They are 20-17. The Raptors in these situations are 17-15. Miami has the second most wins in this situation in the entire NBA. So let's see what we come up with here.
Both teams clearly can execute in these situations. So the Raptors on defense have to dig in. And CJ Miles not on the floor now. And the Raptors got a group out there that can defend and switch and communicate and make sure that they don't get lost again trying to defend a Wayne Ellington. And this time Kyle's going to have the task of defending him.
Richardson to inbound, right wing, near side, just in front of the writing that says American Airlines Arena.
If I'm Eric Spoelstra, I use Wayne Ellington as a screener right now.
They get the ball to James Johnson. Lowry literally hanging on to Ellington. Johnson drives in the lane. Up and under move, no good. Rebound tipped away. And we're going to overtime on the last night of the season.
Are you kidding me?
Dwayne Casey looking like one of the temptations, wheeling his fists in front of Trey Maddox and Ed Malloy, saying, that man walked, how do you get away with that? But we're going to play five more minutes, Sherm. 82 games was not enough. We need another 5 minutes, brother.
So let me get this right. The 82nd game of the regular season, a late start, a flight home that's going to take us probably to around 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. And now we got to go to overtime.
Yeah.
I love it. Let's do it.
Quick break. You're listening to Raptors basketball. Overtime next, tied at 105 for Miami on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in Miami, jump ball to start overtime. ...105 apiece. Hey, baby, somebody loud, no! Toronto wins the tip. And they'll bring it front court. Siakam out there with Wright, Poeltl, Lowry, and DeRozan. On the bounce. Lowry into the corner, DeLon Wright down the baseline, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Ellington.
DeLon Wright tried to put a little English on that as he got to the near side of the rim from the far side and unable to get the right spin to lay that in.
Here comes Miami, first touch of overtime. Ellington to Winslow, finds a lane, drives, kicks it to Adebayo in the lane, puts it up, score it, and a foul. Adebayo gets it down and it'll go to the line for one more.
Justice Winslow looked like he was bottled up under the basket. And Adebayo, just with the strength, kind of took that power dribble and spun and threw his back into DeMar DeRozan. And Jakob Poeltl tried to contest that shot, but he was able to get it up off the glass.
108. 105, Adebayo makes the old-time three-point play. Let's see what Toronto has. DeRozan has it knocked away by Josh Richardson. On the drive, puts it up and in.
A bit of a lazy dribble handoff there between Kyle and DeMar. And Richardson's energy, and he gets a hand in there, pokes that loose, is able to outrun everybody.
Poeltl in the lane, lays it up and in. Great pass by Lowry on the screen and roll. Jakob going down the far side of the lane, right wing. Gets it in, gets fouled, and he's got a free throw to come.
Good job by Jakob Poeltl. Just that ball got to him, and he got to the backboard ever so quickly and just took a piece of Adebayo on his left side to create the contact. And then was able to lay it in.
Poeltl misses the free throw.
You better believe the Miami Heat understand that the Raptors are going for 60, and they would love to spoil that party for the Raptors.
Not in our house.
Exactly. Rightfully so.
Olynyk down low on Siakam. Jump hook in the air. No good. Rebound, Poeltl.
Excellent defense individually by Pascal Siakam. Didn't go for any fakes and was able to contest the shot of Kelly Olynyk.
A double-double for Poeltl of 16 and 10. 110, 107 Miami. In the lane, Siakam cutting is fouled by Winslow. Great cut by Pascal. And man, Kyle Lowry threading the needle on the pass. Foul on Miami, side out of bounds, far side, right wing.
Well, you got the help side locked in on the action in the screen and roll, and Pascal Siakam reading his defender, seeing that he's too occupied, able to cut to the basket.
DeRozan keeps the defender on his back. Richardson floats up a 12-footer at the broken circle. Raptors cut the lead to 1, 110, 109.
Good job by DeMar DeRozan. Good patience on that play.
Ellington. Near side, Siakam bottles him up. Lowry on Olynyk. They get it to Winslow. On the dribble against DeRozan. Into the lane. Winslow floats it up. No good, but he's fouled. Going to get two free throws.
Didn't need to foul him there. Kyle Lowry kind of caught trying to defend Kelly Olynyk, and Kelly Olynyk trying to push him into the paint. And as Winslow attacks on DeMar DeRozan, DeMar does a pretty good job of staying in front of him and forcing Winslow into a tough shot. But Kyle's instincts take over, and he saw the ball and thought he could get to it, unable to get to it, is called for the foul.
Winslow, second free throw, good. Makes one of two. Sherm, the way the scenarios are playing out now, Orlando leading Washington by 10. Philadelphia destroying Milwaukee. The Raptors will have to beat the last two teams that knocked them out of the playoffs to get to the conference final, Washington and Cleveland. Lowry, deep three. No good. Rebound, Olynyk. 2:34 to go in overtime. 111-109, Miami. Winslow, running start, far wing, into the lane, floats it up and in. That's a nice move by the youngster, 113-109, Miami.
Did a good job spinning to the middle, just knocking DeMar DeRozan back far enough so that he was able to get a clean look at the basket.
DeRozan jumper, no good. Winslow with the rebound.
Miami Heat with two good defensive possessions back-to-back with a score in between. If they score again, Dwayne Casey might have to use a timeout here.
Ellington drives into the lane, floats it up and in. Dwayne Casey does use that timeout. 115-109, Miami by six. Largest lead of the game for the Heat with a minute 53 to go.
Wayne Ellington has just beat the Raptors over the head all game long, knocking down the three-point shot. This time does a good job of not settling, puts the ball on the floor and attacks DeLon Wright, who probably thought he was going to have to contest a tough three. Ellington mixing it up at the right time and getting all the way into the paint to lay it in.
So let's keep it here as a short timeout in overtime. Still lots of time, Sherm. I mean, you don't have to panic and start pitching for threes. Get a good shot. If it happens to be a three, great. But what's most important now is a score.
Well, it is. You've got to get a good look at the basket. And to your point, you don't not shoot the three because it's there. You shoot it if it's open. But I'd argue, Jonesy, at this point, you got to be able to get a stop.
Yeah.
Miami has come down. They've got consecutive stops, and they've got consecutive scores on you. So you've got to be able to, after you score or after you get an offensive look, make sure that defensively you don't continue to give up ground.
So, Raptors down 115-109. Miami in the overtime is 4 of 5. Wayne Ellington with a career-high 32 points right now to lead the Heat. Lowry to inbound, near side, left wing. Gets it to Poeltl, back to Lowry. Works left, into the lane. Floats it up, no good. Tipped up by Poeltl, no good. Rebound on the ground, Winslow has it. He'll bring it over midcourt and then run offense. Dwayne Casey says, it's okay, fellas, we need to stop. 1:35 to go. Adebayo, far side. Holding, gets it to Winslow. Right hand into the middle, floats it up to Adebayo, can't get it. And they're going to call Poeltl for pushing Adebayo mid-air. And that will give Miami the ball out of bounds. They're going to get the foul on Wright. But it was a push. And Dwayne Casey upset.
Wow, DeLon Wright getting picked by Adebayo. And again, it's hand-to-hand combat when you get switched on to a bigger body. But the Raptors, interestingly enough, go over the screen instead of under the screen on Winslow, who's not a shooter.
We've been told that Fred VanVleet has a right shoulder bruise and will not return. Winslow into the lane from behind.
Wow.
DeRozan, like a safety, making a tackle, reaches out, knocks the ball away, lands on his right hip. He's kind of holding it a bit, but he knocked it away and hit Winslow, went out of bounds. Toronto with a steal. Miles, corner three, no good. Rebound, James Johnson. Under a minute to go, Miami up 115-109. Front court, James Johnson on the bounce to Winslow, near side. On the drive into the lane, runs into Miles. They got the block on CJ Miles, and Winslow will get two free throws.
CJ Miles trying to guess where Winslow was going, and he almost did get there. But no surprise that the Heat wanted to get CJ Miles to have to defend the basketball when you look at the defenders out there. And Justice Winslow has been driving the ball all game long.
Yes.
You got to gap him. You got to create some space. You got to try to entice him to shoot that basketball. And that time, a full head of steam, made some contact, gets to the free throw line.
Misses the first free throw. So the Raptors kind of still alive right now. Second free throw by Winslow, no good. Rebound, DeLon Wright. 35 seconds to go. Right front court to Lowry. Back to right into the lane to DeRozan. Corner three. Rattles, doesn't go. Rebound knocked out. Lowry launches a three up top. Rattles, doesn't go. Rebound knocked away. And James Johnson is fouled by Ellington. Could not ask for two better looks.
The Raptors, as you said, really got every look they wanted for the three-point line on that possession. DeMar DeRozan wide open on the far corner, unable to make that shot. And great work on the glass by the Raptors to get that ball back out. Kyle Lowry, maybe 4 feet behind the three-point line, had another good look, unable to knock it down. So, unfortunately for the Raptors, their offense in the dying moments of this overtime has not been able to keep them afloat. And credit the Miami Heat for scrambling and making it difficult and really putting a lot of pressure on the Raptors to have to continue to score because of the way they were scoring the basketball themselves.
So the Raptors trail by seven, as many as they've trailed by all game, with 21.7 to go. Lowry in for the rebound, an assist away from a triple-double. But right now, Toronto, the idea of 60 wins is on life support.
It is on life support, and it'll be interesting to see whether or not Dwayne Casey decides to kind of pull his starters out and say, okay, that process is over right now, or does he continue to fight this down with 21.7 seconds left in this game?
Well, it looks like with all the combinations and permutations, Cleveland has lost to New York. Washington has lost to Orlando. I can't say it on the air, but I'm calling bogus right now. And shenanigans going on. So it looks like the Raptors will be in the bracket with Washington at 8, and then 4-5 will be Cleveland, Indiana. I know Indiana's got the 3-1 season series, but that and maybe $3 gets me on the TTC in Toronto. It don't mean nothing.
It doesn't mean anything. A different animal once those playoffs start.
So, the Raptors, with 21.7, trail it by 7. 116-109. Milan Wright, up fake, corner three in the air, no good. Rebound to Justice Winslow, and that's going to do it. The Heat are going to win and spoil the party for 60. Miami in overtime prevails. What a ball game to put a bow on the 2017-18 season.
It took overtime to settle it, but Miami getting the job done in terms of preventing the Raptors from getting to 60 wins. But having said that, bigger fish to fry now. It's time to move on. It's time to get to the playoffs and start to prepare for that part of the season. So as much as the Raptors might have wanted to get 60, the reality is they're going into the playoffs as a number one seed, and they have just as high expectations for themselves in the third season.
Lowry shaking hands with Ellington and Adebayo. Kyle left it out on the floor tonight. Man, what a ball game by the little man from Philly. He wanted 60. I don't care what you say. It could be the middle of the summer, and Kyle playing in the schoolyard in Philly, he wants to win.
Oh, no question about it. And I tell you what, he would have wanted a couple of more of those threes to go down, especially late, that one he had deep from the three-point line. But stat line of 28 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, I'd say that's pretty impressive. Just not enough, unable to get over the hump, his Raptors were.
So Toronto loses on the last night of the season. The 60-win season will have to wait for another time. 116-109 is the final. The Miami Heat defeat the Toronto Raptors in overtime. We'll tell you after the break to stay tuned for Raptors postgame with Wheeler and Lewenberg. For our engineer in Miami, Oscar Gonzalez, and Sherman Hamilton, I'm Paul Jones, saying the dance is over. Get off the dance floor unless you have a playoff partner to dance with. We'll fire it up on the weekend. In all likelihood, the Raptors will be playing the Washington Wizards. Good night from American Airlines Arena. It's been a terrific season, but now the money is on the table. You've been listening to Raptors Basketball from Miami on TSN 1050 Toronto.